burning in order to maintain them in a state suitable for grazing or cultivation. That's accepted in the regulations from the Commission in Brussels. But unfortunately, farmers haven't been able to manage their lands properly over the last 20 years since the introduction of the end of February as the last day for burning. The Minister for Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht, Heather Humphreys, in fairness, has proposed an amendment to it on a trial basis for 2 years to include the month of March. And this is common sense and this is good news to farmers, but Minister Creed needs to back that position. These fires are started inadvertently by members of the public. So you cannot just throw it back on the landowner, because the landowner in his right mind won't jeopardise his payments.
But in terms of a discussion on this issue, it would seem highly unlikely that the sort of rational discussion you're looking for is going to happen now, just days after we've seen some of the worst such fires in the country.
Well, it might bring both ministers and indeed all elected representatives and all interested parties to their senses, because ground nesting birds don't nest in the month of March. What difference, Donal, is in a ground nesting bird in Fermanagh and one on the Cavan border or the Donegal border and the Derry border? For God's sake, the date for burning in Northern Ireland is the 15th of April and we're stuck here with the last day of February. Now, common sense should prevail here, and this is what's required. At this stage, with long vegetation, mature vegetation, we need help to address this, because if some action isn't taken to address the burning dates, well, this will happen any time we get a dry spell.